Algerian fighter who failed DEPA gender test declares Donald Trump does not intimidate me. By Simon Kent on March 19, 2025. Imane Khalif, the Algerian Olympic fighter alleged to have male chromosomes, has publicly shaped up and refused to be intimidated by U.S. President Donald Trump ahead of the LA Olympics. The 25-year-old boxer, who claimed gold in the women's 66kg category amid controversy at the Paris Olympics last year, has signaled an intention to repeat the feat in 2028. Trump signed an executive order entitled Keeping Men Out of Women's Sports last month and called Khalif a male boxer in his speech after signing the order. It drew broad support from across a variety of sports and athletes. Riley Gaines, I want no girl to ever have to compare themselves physically to a male in sports. The order directs the Department of Justice to assure that U.S. government agencies, federal, state and local, enforce a ban on transgender girls and women from participating in female school sports under Trump's direction via Title IX, a law against sex discrimination in education. Now, though, the Algerian has hit back at Trump, insisting a refusal to be intimidated. Speaking to ITV News in an interview to be broadcast in the UK on Wednesday evening, Khalif said, I will give you a straightforward answer. The U.S. president issued a decision related to transgender policies in America. I am not transgender. This does not concern me, and it does not intimidate me. That is my response. As Breitbart News's Warner Todd Houston previously reported, Trump has criticized policies allowing men to play in women's sports, stating it is an idea so far out that can lead to people getting really hurt. So, you want to see the country united. But you have a very conservative side and a conservative side. And then you have people that want to see an open border and things. A lot of tea is so far out, Trump explained. Like, for instance, they want men playing in women's sports. I don't think I could ever say I'm thrilled about that. I've seen it. I've seen people really hurt. Khalif's triumph in Paris, along with that of Chinese Taipei's Lin Yuting, sparked a gender eligibility debate to which high-profile figures such as Trump along with Elon Musk and J.K. Rowling contributed. The furor followed an International Olympic Committee, IOC, decision to dismiss the blood tests which had prompted the International Boxing Association, IBA, to disqualify Khalif from the World Championships in 2023. The IOC, which uses different criteria to determine eligibility, ruled Khalif eligible to compete in Paris. Khalif said, as we say in Algeria, those who have nothing to hide should have no fear. The truth became clear at the Paris Olympics. The injustice was exposed and later, the truth was acknowledged by the Olympic Committee in Paris. The boxer then added, for me, I see myself as a girl, just like any other girl. I was born a girl, raised as a girl, and have lived my entire life as one. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.